Fania.
Yay!
Yeah, Benjamin, I'm sure he'll be able to hear us somewhere, particularly if this is being recorded. We'll make sure he knows that he's well appreciated. This is his message. You've got to imagine I'm Benjamin Zephaniah now. Yeah. Me and Benjamin were like that. This library is a great example of how to invest in the intellectual and cultural life of the people of Birmingham. She's trying to steal my innocent flag. No way. Go on then, wave it about a bit, Anne. Wave it out a bit, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. Right, this library is a great example of how to invest in the intellectual and cultural life of the people of Birmingham. Its opening filled me with pride. I was telling my friends all over the world that Birmingham was the place to be. But in a very short time, I've gone from pride to fear. I fear that cuts to this library will signal the beginning of the end of this wonderful place. If Birmingham is to take its place as a great world city, it should keep investing in this and other, and we've got plenty of those at the moment, libraries. And by doing so, it will be investing in its people and its future. Libraries is powerful stuff. Libraries saved my life, says Benjamin, and helped me to develop as a writer. So trust me, I know that if we save our libraries, and we will make Birmingham City a city of great readers and great writers. His last sentence, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Benjamin.
Yeah.